W2TTT. We'll start the check net in about 2 minutes. W2TTT.
O-E-L.
This is N2OEL. Listening.
Haven't heard any activity. I'm going to go in the next room and get my ED so that I can walk around and continue to monitor. But you're not alone, and we do copy you. K2EIR.
Give me another minute, boys. My view meter wasn't working, and I was afraid I wasn't transmitting. Okay, we'll stand by for Gordon and 2OEL.
I'm here, W2TTT. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR.
Nothing heard. Howie, just real quick, is my signal decent?
Just came back into the room. No, you're noisy. I mean, you could conduct the net, but there's constant white noise accompanying you. Well, I'm trying to figure out a better way to explain it, but there is some white noise. You could do it, but it would be better if you were more solid. Uncopyable that time. I did hear you want me to take the net. Okay. Net, stand by. This is K2EIR. We'll be with you in about 60 seconds. Okay, here is K2EIR, and I am convening a session of the Chestnut Ridge and Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Meets every just about at 9 o'clock on this repeater, the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for Alpine repeater, 146955, and I don't remember PL, but it's something like 153. I'll tell you what, stand by, I'll give it to you. Oh, I can't figure it out on this radio. I'm on the air, honey. Okay, so most of you will cope. I don't have the preamble before me, but the net entertains virtually all manner of discussion on technical subjects. In particular, we'd like you to check in, even if you don't have anything, and that we also want to learn from others' successes and mistakes. we're interested in your experiences. Okay, having said that, I'm going to try to obtain check-ins. We will, by section of the alphabet, call letters. I'm going to begin with W's. Anyone whose call letter begins with W, please call me K2EIR, acting as your net control tonight.
K2EIR, WA2UMT. Good evening, Howie. This is Jim in Pearl River, and just listening this evening.
K2EIR, Ozilla. This is WA2IST. Name is Bob. With a comment.
A comment, or none of the above, or an item for sale. So you know what you what. I will write down what you have, and we'll call upon you. Order. So thank you, Jim. Any other W's? Anybody whose call begins with W? K2EIR here.
EIR, WA2ISE, Bob, and comments.
Roger, Bob. I need to get the last letter of your call. Is that E as in Echo, or C as in Charlie, or something else?
as an echo, India Sierra Echo.
Jabob, thank you. Okay, any other W's?
W2JEK with a comment.
Roger, with a comment. Oh, that's Jim, right?
Don, W2JEK.
All right, Don. You told me I wouldn't write it down, I wouldn't remember. I'm bad that way. Okay, thank you, Don. Any other W's? I heard we'll turn to November's. Any station whose call begins with the letter N, and for November, please call K2EIR. Okay, I'm going to write down N2OEL. I'm sure Noel is standing by for Echolink check-ins. Let me actually call on you, Noel, so that I know whether you have a question, comment, or anything else. N2OEL from K2EIR.
Howie, I'm just listening. This is N2OEL. No question, no comment.
Noel, thank you. Okay, one more standby for any calls beginning with November. Nothing heard. Okay, any call letters beginning with Kilo, calls beginning with K.
C2WDJ, Walt in Orangeburg with a question.
Roger, Walter. Okay, got that. The other W, I mean K's.
K2, EIR. This is Kilo 2, Tango Romeo Whiskey. Name's Kai, Kilo Alpha India. No question, no comments, just listening.
Roger, Kai. Thank you very much. Corporation. Okay. Any other Kilos? The Kurd. Any Alpha, any station? This call letter begins with Alpha. This is K2EIR. Sorry about that. Tripping over my own tongue. K2EIR for the Barra Chestnut Ridge Technical Net.
A2WP, Willie P. How you doing, Howie? Just listening.
Thank you, Willie P. Got it. Just listening. Any other Alpha stations? Nothing heard. Any other stations wishing to join the Chestnut Ridge Barra Technical Net, please call me now, K2EIR.
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
What is your name?
Charlie.
Very good, Charlie. presume your WE2C call was chosen early. Very good. Okay. So we have a small group tonight, and I think that's indicative of the season, though, and still reasonably warm outside. It's a cold holiday season. People are getting prepared, going out shopping to get their gifts, because it's also the gift-giving season, things like that, so I'm sure that's a factor in our attendance tonight. So let's go to the people with comments. Let me go to Don first because I know he usually has an announcement as a comment, and we should get that out front, and then we'll take another standby for late check-ins. So W2JEK, this is K2EIR.
Okay, Howie. K2AIR, this is W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, all right. So far, I haven't got any new dates set up for the year outside of the May. We'll have one for the Jim K2ZO using the charge of fee, the paying a fee. With that, we just have to wait. The RRL has a one again. All right, we'll get you some contact. That back to that. W2JK.
It's on. Very good. Yeah, it's a problem for many organizations today that things change about their venue, that boards approving things change, insurance requirements change. It can be difficult. Many volunteer organizations survive, if you will, on the goodwill of other organizations. Good luck with that. We have another comment listed from WA2ISE. Just stand by a moment. I want to see if we have any tickets. Any stations for the Barra Chestnut Ridge Technical Net, please call K2EIR.
Okay,
hey, I need that again. I got the EMG. Can you give me the beginning of the call?
Hello, Delta, Foxtrot, Julia.
I need it one more time.
Hello, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Julia. The name is Paul.
Okay, I have it as KD2EFG, name Bob. Very good. Thank you for checking in. Do you have a comment, a question, or an item for sale, or are you just listening?
Just listening.
Bob, I have that as just listening. Okay, so Bob, WA2IFE, you have a comment. Please go ahead.
WA2ISC, I'll comment that I got the HSMM mesh tunnel working at the Arden system. I can see the various, I can go to the locations, various permutations. And okay, now it works, so I'm not sure what else I can do with it.
Very good, Bob. It sounds like an achievement. I'm afraid I am completely ignorant about mesh. I'm hoping to go in a month to a session. Randy, who usually checks in here and is certainly an active participant in the mesh community, if you will give a presentation, so I will learn and see a bit more. My own time has been very precious, and I haven't done the reading that I might do. I can't help you, but I could be proud for you, and if I wasn't holding the microphone, I'd clap hands. I know there's a challenge, and it always feels good to challenge and get another form of communications working. So thank you for the report, Bob. Okay. Does anybody want to list any further comments, any additional check-ins, or does anyone want to introduce a discussion topic, whether it be mesh or anything else Bob could do? Elaborate if he wants. I'm just open to whatever you folks have. So I'm just going to buy and wait for anyone to list anything. K2EIR.
KGAPP.
The identifier is long these days. Hello, Paul. Paul, I need you to give me your call slowly because I don't remember.
Whiskey 2 Alpha Papa Papa, Paul in Harrington Park with just a quick question.
Okay, well right now we don't have anything else on the docket, although we will take another standby for additional statements, additional registrations of comments or whatever, but you have the floor right now, so why don't you go ahead with your question, Paul.
Okay, K2BAR W2APP. Just a quick one. At the Farallon auction, I actually picked up a new antenna. It's a high gain, 6 pound vertical. Reading the manual, it's sort of saying to mount it a minimum of 8 feet off the ground for safety purposes, which I suppose is for RF burns. My sort of question is, with RF burns, what sort of power levels are we talking about? Like if I'm putting sort of, you know, like 1 to 5 watts through, don't think I have an issue. If I'm putting 100 watts through, do I need to be concerned? Yeah, okay, if I start running full legal limit, then yes. Just a quick question about what sort of power levels do you really need to start getting concerned with? W2APP, back to K2BAR.
Okay, here's K2EIR. Since I'm at control, I can take advantage of my position and respond first. Two things, in my opinion, the way I look at the world. Number one, the safety issue, the 8 feet, so that people won't walk into the wires. It's not a matter necessarily of RF burns, but, you know, strangling oneself, getting tangled, whatever, tripping, falling. If you put it over people's heads, everybody can walk by even in the dark and presumably be okay. So that's, I thought, in my opinion, the main reason for having it 8 feet high.
My own experience with RF burns is it can happen even at very small power levels, 1 or 2 watts. It depends how tightly you're holding the wire, for example, that is carrying RF, and where, if it is a wire, an antenna, for example, where along that is the high current or high voltage point. So can be a problem even at 2 watts. I got some RF burns that caused blisters when I was running just a 50-watt HF rig Mendo. So certainly 50 watts can do it, probably 25 can do it, probably even 12. Does that help, Paul? And then we'll go to everybody else who's on the net to get their opinion. W2APT from K2EIR.
K2BAR or W2APP?
Yeah, I'd actually thought about, the fact that depending on where you are actually on the antenna, or will be higher or lower. Yeah, I'll have to think about it. Okay, thank you.
Hey, well, we won't suffice just with my opinion. Anybody else have a comment or reaction to Paul's question? W2WZ. Okay, we got two answers at least. Walter, KD2WDJ, stand by. Who's the other station?
W2JEK.
Okay, so we have Don. Anybody else? Oh, no audio that time. Let's go to Walter and get your response, Walter.
KC2WDJ, yeah, my Baofeng, my 5-watt battery-powered Baofeng will RF burn the shit out of me. I had a pigtail on it at one point with the end of the wire exposed, and every once in a while transmitting, it would flop around and get me in the arm, and it hurt, yeah. And I've since taken the pigtail off, but there's kind of a gap with the my mind going on here. There's been some time, but I'm fiddling around as I'm transmitting, and it happens to be good. It does not feel good. So even at 5 watts, it's possible. So I have to agree with Howie. It doesn't take much power at all. That's my 2 cents. Back to the net, KC2WDJ.
We're also talking about the frequency, too. That makes a difference. Okay, was there another station? I just doubled. Go ahead.
This is W2JEK. W2JEK, we're done.
KD2JD.
W2APP, I think we might have lost high there. Don, do you want to go ahead?
Question for type of an antenna is this a vertical or a dipole or you said a gain, I thought, but type of antenna is this, over.
Yeah, Don, it's a vertical, high gain, 6-pound vertical, basically 20 meters on. Down to 6, so about 23 feet tall, when they say, but it's 8 feet high in the air.
Okay, just get it up as high as you can. Something like that, I don't know, just get it on the roof or not. VHF antennas, if you're down at ground level, where they got your RF siding or your neighbor's siding, you're acting like a shield, very beneficial. I have a 20 meter ground plane on my roof, 10 feet of top around on the wires. Radials, you'd have to get them there too. High wires to hold the ground, not necessarily high, but high enough.
Yeah, I'm back. K2EIR had a transmitter failure here, switch rigs. Okay, very good. Thank you, Don, and thank you, Paul. Let's go to KD2JDC. Did you have, I don't recall, I didn't write down whether you have a question or anything.
No, I was just coming on to the net. I
see what you mean.
KDC, do you copy? Over.
Yeah, I have no problem copying. What is your name?
I said Bill.
One more time.
Edward from North Vale.
Roger, Edward. Thank you very much. Okay, very good. Anybody else have a comment about Paul's question about RF burns and the vertical? Okay, nothing heard. Very good. So do we have any other topics for the net? Any other items? Any other stations? Here is K2 EIR. WDJ with the question. Answer with your question.
All right, well, this is more of a just a pure curiosity thing. I have no plans, no nothing stirring, but just out of curiosity, is there ever any situation, even theoretical, in which you could get die wave propagation? Well, 6 meter sometimes opens up during aurora borealis and stuff like that. Is there a chance that happening with 2 meter high in frequency?
Give you my opinion, Walter, and the answer is yes. And I think if you go back and read the propagation column, UST over the last year, one column makes one mention of that happening. But in general, the answer is no. Usually it's tropospheric bending, and I used to work a lot of that back in the AM days. It could go up and down the East Coast. But real ionospheric bouncing, I think, can happen. It's just pretty rare. Does anybody else have a comment along these lines? K2EIR. And one more time.
J.E.K. with a comment.
Roger, Don. Go ahead.
Okay, I have heard of E-skip on 2 meters. It's not as doesn't happen as often as you do have on 6 meters, but it does happen at times. And bounce, and you can jump by double bounce. Also, aurora, which is a bouncing a signal. Aim your antenna north toward the aurora, bounce your navigation that way. So there are we don't need to net.
Well said, Don. Thank you. Okay, any other comments on this subject? K2EIR. Heard. Okay, guys, I think I'm going to, you know, with one failure, one rig here, having just failed, I'm going to see if I can get it resuscitated. I think I'll bring the net to a close unless anybody has anything else. Thank you all for checking in, and please come back next Thursday when probably we'll have our esteemed leader, Gordon W. TTT does a much better job, I think, than I on running the net, and I'm looking forward to having Gordon back. So anybody with anything before I close the net? K2EIR. So this has been a session of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net every Thursday at 9 p.m. on 146-955 repeater out of Alpine, New Jersey. Thank you very much for listening, and everyone, 73, K2EIR, closing station. K2EIR test.
K2, WDJ, Howie, you sound good, you figured it out?
Not actually. This is high power. Sometimes it fails on high power, medium power. And this rig has a pigtail of coax coming out from the position. I'm going to have to look into someday when I'm not so lazy, don't have as much to do, opening up the rig and seeing if I can rewire this somehow or mount a PL, not a PL-259, but an SO-239 or something somewhere on it. But it's a very small rig, and made it with this pigtail, which I think was a mistake. So let me switch down to low power next transmission.
Sounds good. Whatever you did worked, though.
I'm just moving the wires around, but you never can tell when they fail, like, you know, at an important moment, so. good thing I have more than one rig here.
All right, is this your, the rig in the car, or is this something you got in your house?
Both of these are something I have in my house. I'm, you know, I went from a sort of rig impoverishment to having more as people have, one was a silent key, another was a donation from my brother who got it from, I think, a Racing's center that was closing and updating its equipment. I have another rig here again. Can't use it anymore, and actually owe him. Have to find time during the day to call him because I told him I'd help him dispose of the rest of his equipment on eBay. Out of the kindness of other people, that I have a couple of rigs here. They're old, but they work, more or less.
Hey, that's a couch. Anything interesting for sale? He's putting up on eBay.
Been over there for a while, so I don't remember what he had, but I think if he still wants to get rid of it, he had a small dual battery transceiver. I think it was an Icom. Don't remember the model. Most of the stuff was small stuff. By that I mean physically small. VHF or dual band transceivers, power supplies, etc.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Do me a favor, before you even list that stuff on eBay, tell what the makes and models there.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. I would want to establish some prices for them, you know, from elsewhere, or, but I'm sure, you know, it would speed up things and certainly make delivery easier. So, I'm sure he'd be welcome. I could let me write myself a note to call him. the trouble at this point is my calendar. I have a big desk calendar, and I have a desk lamp, and it's covering up the first week of the month, you know, because that's near the top. I'm going to write it at the bottom of the calendar to call Bob. Everybody's named Bob, right?
I actually heard a guy the other day who, we haven't heard you on the radio in a while. What, you know, what did you fix the radio? And he goes, I just cleaned off my desk, you know, certain things were covering up the radio. I thought I got to it. I'm in the same situation. Oh, where's my HT? Oh, there it is. Oh, I'll charge it as soon as I get to it. All right, Howie, I'm going to get going here. I've got to get up early in the month for a little while longer if you need another signal. Kind of good.
Hey, Walter, good seeing you last night. and I have the note to call Bob, so hopefully when I speak to him, I'll raise that whole issue, running it by you first. Very be happy. He's not fussy. Okay, get a good night's sleep. Have an enjoyable day at work if you can. If nothing else, you know you're bringing home the money. Take care. WD, don't have my... yes, KD2WDJ from K2EIR, 73.
I got to put food on the table somehow, and it's Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey Delta Juliet, with IR 73, Howie.
I'll get it right yet, one of these years.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Ah, you're a kind soul. K2EIR, pulling the plug.
One of us has to. KC2DJ 73, not Howie.